Owners of the dog track contend the Indian casinos in Wisconsin have been operating illegally. That's because in 1993, voters said no to any gambling beyond the state lottery. The Supreme Court was supposed to clear up whether that constitutional amendment affects Indian casino compacts. The 3-3 tie came after Justice John Wilcox chose not to participate and shows how divided the High Court is on the issue. The attorney representing Dairyland Greyhound Park is Ron Raggetts.
It was surprising. We were hoping, of course, to get a final decision in the case.
Even if the courts eventually decide in Dairyland's favor, Raggetts says that doesn't necessarily mean casino gambling would disappear.
There are provisions in the compacts for continuation of casino gambling in the event of a dispute between the state and the tribes. There's also the question of whether a constitutional amendment might be proposed.
Meanwhile, the High Court has not ruled yet in the other big gambling case. It was brought by top Republicans who want legislative review of Indian compacts. A spokesperson for Assembly Speaker John Gard says Republican arguments have to do with separation of powers, not the legality of Indian gaming per se. Therefore, Steve Boss believes the court's deadlock in the Dairyland case is not a concern for Republicans.
It's going to be tempting for people to try and read the tea leaves out of this and what it means for our case. I think that probably would be unwise because the legal questions involved are quite different.
What's more likely to affect Republicans' gambling case is the possible departure of Justice Diane Sykes, a Republican appointee to the state court. President Bush has nominated her for a position on the federal appeals bench, meaning Democratic Governor Doyle could get to appoint her replacement. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.